Hello, this is episode number 22 of Tech Policy Weekly from the Technology Liberation Front for July 27, 2007. I'm your host, Adam Thier of the Progress and Freedom Foundation. In this week's show, we're going to be discussing the latest skirmish in the ongoing war over age verification mandates for social networking websites. Age verification has been a subject we've been spending a fair amount of time covering at the Technology Liberation Front blog, and this week's battle over the issue in North Carolina is of particular importance. Joining us this week to discuss this issue are my fellow Technology Liberation Front contributors, Braden Cox of the Association for Competitive Technology. Hi, Braden.
Hey, Adam.
And Tim Lee of the Cato Institute. Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Braden, as you mentioned on the Technology Liberation Front blog this week, you and I traveled down to Raleigh, North Carolina to testify before a committee down there about the wisdom of applying age verification mandates to social networking sites.
Yeah, the fight what's going on right now in North Carolina is really important because it's the first real battleground that we've seen for these kind of measures that would impose age verification, and in this case even parental verification, on social networking websites force them to verify a user's age and even get parental permission if that user is under 18. Now, this has been tried in other states as well, these kind of online safety measures. We've heard a lot about online safety is a problem, and even Miss America has a stump speech and a platform based on online safety for children. However, in other states we've seen something targeted specifically for social networking, like in Georgia or Connecticut, and even New Jersey was thinking about this. We've been able to convince the legislators there that age verification just cannot work from a technical perspective, and also from even if it could work, maybe it wouldn't be the most desirable thing that we can really do here to try to increase awareness and keep children safe. But in North Carolina, what they've been doing is this has been an increasing battle with Attorney General Roy Cooper. And he and his staff have become pretty smart about this. They took what was a very broad definition of social networking that would encompass lots of different sites, potentially Flickr or eBay, and really narrowed it down to where, in many respects, it based on the face of the reading, at least, it would apply to the social networking websites like MySpace and possibly other things too. But certainly their intent is at least is to target these sites. And what they would do is impose affirmative obligations on these sites to make sure that anyone signing up, is if they're their children, they would have to get parental permission. It sounds easy. It sounds great. But when we went down there, Adam, you called it Silicon Valley snake oil. And, I think they're trying to when we testified, I think we did a good job down there. And just a quick background on that is that Adam and I went down there and we gave some good points. And the chair of the committee didn't even hold a vote. It's so controversial there right now, but yet it's so politically powerful because the state AG is popular there. They stopped. And it's in committee right now, and the last that we heard is that they're trying to save face, that the committee there is going to try to work within a subcommittee, take away the age verification, parental verification section, move forward with the good parts of this bill that had some things like that would prevent eight sex offenders from changing their name so they could get around a lot of these registries. And move forward with something that really will help children keep them safe.
So what's the big deal about one state that's doing that? Aren't there 50 states, and might this just be sort of a laboratory of democracy to work to see if this works in North Carolina?
Well, that's a good question, Tim. And, that's something that we pointed out down there, and there was a lot of talk about the constitutional issues surrounding what the state of North Carolina was proposing. Because, after all, the Internet is more than just a collection of 50 state systems. I mean, it's an international global platform, and basically an attempt to try to regulate it in a parochial fashion at the state level in this way probably is going to run afoul of the Constitution. So a significant amount of the debate down there was not even about the technical question about would age verification for a social networking website work. It was often about, in fact, I think towards the end of our debate down there, it was more about the constitutional questions, such as, is this a Commerce Clause violation or a Supremacy Clause violation, or maybe something else, maybe First Amendment related. So there are many different grounds for a challenge, and my argument when I was going at it with the